Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is civility dead? Civility is certainly missing in the contentious accusations going back and forth between the two political parties in Washington, D.C. Civility is also absent in the aggressive Brexit debates in the U.K. This lack of civility is not reserved for politicians. It is on full display all over Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. It is creeping into every aspect of life. Something is wrong. Has everyone abandoned Christian principles and the precepts Jesus taught? What can be done? Psychological studies show us that mental and physical health are negatively impacted when social, work, and family environments are uncivil. Uncivil behavior has become a pandemic. Is there a cure? Yes, and it starts when each of us returns to following the teachings of Jesus Christ. Author C.S. Lewis once said, "Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses. For in him also Christ truly hides. The glorifier and the glorified glorify himself." Assuming this is true, everyone must see the Christ who is present in others and treat them with the respect they deserve. If we want to bring civility back to society, we must begin with the understanding that God dwells in each of us. Romans 8:9 tells us this, "But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you." Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?" When we take a closer look at the Bible, we read in John 14:20, "On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." Let that sink in. Jesus is in us, and we are to be in him. In fact, we are called to be temples of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 6:19. It seems like this reality has all been forgotten. It is evident based on words and actions that people are not treating others as temples of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us in John 15:12, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you." Paul goes on to teach us in Romans 12, verses 9 to 10, "Let love be sincere, hate what is evil, hold on to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, anticipate one another in showing honor, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor." In Galatians 5:14, he writes, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." As if loving one another isn't hard enough to do, Jesus raises the bar even higher when he teaches us to love our enemies too. We see this in Matthew 5, verses 43 to 48. Amazing things happen when people see the good in one another. At the height of the Cold War, we saw that when Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev got to know each other during several meetings, a personal rapport developed. Even though they held vastly different worldviews, a friendship developed, and as a result, the hostilities lessened and a nuclear treaty was signed. In a similar way, Ronald Reagan, a Republican, and Tip O'Neill, a Democrat, bridged their political differences and came together for the good of the country. If civility is possible between warring nations and bitter political opponents, we know it is possible for everyone else. As Christians, we profess our faith in only one God. None of us is divine, but as C.S. Lewis points out in his book, The Weight of Glory, there is divine in all of us. Perhaps as Christians, we can lead the charge to return civility and Christ-like love to our world. Jesus taught us to treat others as God treats us. Do we? Jesus exemplified this love in how he lived. Now it is up to us to decide, will our actions and words in all of our relationships, either in person or on social media, reflect to others true Christian values? If we each answer yes to this question, we will change the world one small action at a time. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, give me the courage to always love others as you love me, even when we strongly disagree. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.